Blog Talk Radio.
If I have to sing a song and sing it on my own, Lord, I'd sing it for you. If I have to ring my bell and no one else could tell, Lord, I'd ring it for you. And if I ever tell my story, Lord, you get the glory. If I follow your commands and help my fellow man, Lord, it's all for you. It's all. Yeah. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. I'm your host, your brother from another mother, Rev Green, man. I want to first thank each and every one of you all that are under the sound of my voice. I thank God for this opportunity that we could come together, man, and I can help raise awareness of the necessity to love our brothers and sisters out on the streets. Man, I don't know about you, but every time I see one of them hurting, my heart pours out to them, man, because I realize that that could be me. And in some instances, it was me. Man, you're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5. This is 1 hour of positive, 1 hour of positive motivating, speaking, inspiration, hearing positive songs, and being positive about the concept of life and about the love fulfillment that God wants each and every one of us to implement toward his people, and that's to love our neighbors as ourselves. Man, I'm so grateful for this opportunity, and without further ado, I want to thank God first of all and foremost. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity. Lord, thank you for everyone that's under the sound of my voice. Bless their families, their loved ones, Father. Bless what they're trying to achieve. Father, stop the enemy, Father, in any situation, Lord, that he don't bring any negative to their lives. Father, give them focus, Father, and help them win in whatever disposition they face. Lord, open a door for them. I thank you for that. In the name of Jesus, amen. Man, many of you that are listening to this radio show are positive people, thinking about what you can do to make a difference. Well, let me say one thing, and I want to say this plain and clear, that if in fact you want God to be involved in your life, and that's the success part of your life, then you have to give God some time out of your life. On Sunday, when you see 3/4 of the earth going to give God thanks, man, we're going there to thank God for not being on the news last night. We've seen a lot of shootings and a lot of people get hurt. We've seen people jumping out of windows from fires here in the city. We've seen people getting robbed and murdered. But God allowed you to pass safely through. And on Sunday, what we do is we go to church and we tell God, thank you. Thank you for not allowing me to fall under the attack of the enemy. Thank you for none of my kids being on the news. I couldn't keep them. I couldn't be there with them. But Lord, you were there. And on Sunday, we go and say thanks. And this is what I'm telling everybody. We all got to go and share the love with God that he shares with us. And how do you show someone that you love them other than go and support them? When you see all of us going to a church house and we going to your father's house because everybody's going to worship your dad, God, why aren't you in line? We're honoring your father on that day. You're his child, and how do I know every time you called him, he came? How do I know? Because I'm glad you asked, because if you're under the sound of my voice, that means that God came every time you needed him and bailed you out and made a situation resolve and change, altered the course of a destructive path so that you could make it through safely. And then on the one day out the week, not even the whole day, 3 hours worship service, high noon, 11 o'clock, when we all show up and say thanks, man, woman, why aren't you there? You got to understand that God is love, and the best way to show love is through gratitude. Showing God gratitude for all the times he blessed us when we had him nowhere in our minds, but he had us in his heart. I thank you again. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. I'm your host. I'm your brother from another mother. And the relationship between man and God is beyond understanding, but it's marvelous that God gave us this chance. This out from late Walter Hawkins, called Marvelous.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to give God thanks tonight by just saying, I will sing your praise, for you've done such a marvelous thing. For someone so wretched, yet my soul you have redeemed. No one else could do it. No one could care half as much. Yet you thought my soul was worth it. So you gave your only Son.
You gave that I might live. You gave that I might be set free. That shall you have become in me.
You also see my finish. No, not half done. Every battle already won. I take
me
free.
Hold on. God bless you. This is Reverend Green, man. I hope you all enjoyed that song. It's a positive song. It's called Marvelous by the late Walter Hawkins. Man, it's a beautiful thing. Walter Hawkins was an inspiration to all of us, and he was just magnifying the relationship between him and God of how marvelous it was that God looked beyond his faults and gave him a second chance. Man, you listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. We're going to keep on moving positive because that's what it's all about. Coming up, I got a good dear friend of mine, contractor. He's going to give you his information. And for those of you that need some work at your homes or businesses, this is the man to see. God bless you. The phone number is 646-595-2105, Chicago Ride at 5 with your main man, Rev Green. God bless you. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. Man, I'm your brother from another mother, the host with the most. Listen, man, I'm thankful to God for each and every one of you all. I'm looking at my phone lines lighting up. Good brothers, man, good women, good people that's following God, man. That's what it's all about. Man, it's not about me. I'm nobody. It's not about you. You somebody to you, but to this atmosphere and what's going on in this world, we just pawns on this board, man. And what we're doing now is we're trying to get closer to God so we can find what his purpose is for us. Why do we exist? That we can get this thing that he promised us, life, and have it more abundantly. I don't know about y'all, but I want a peaceful life. I want to have a good, peaceful enjoyment of this thing called life. And man, I can't be at peace when so many folks are tore up in the streets. Man, I can't be at peace when I see brothers struggling with drugs, alcohol, all of these adversities. I'm not at peace. And I know if God is powerful enough to bring me out of that foolishness, he can do the same for them. So I'm going to use the salvation, which means deliverance, that God gave me, and I'm going to go out and get them brothers, and I'm asking, I'm pleading, I'm crying out to everyone to come join me, because it's not about me, but it's all about God. Man, it's not a holy moly show. This is a show strictly for one reason, to bring the awareness to us, the necessity to follow God's main commandment. That's to love our neighbors as ourselves. Right after this song, man, I'm going to play this song. And this song, I wrote this song because mom had told me I was growing up and getting finna go out in the world and do my thing, you know, like all of us has done. And I was finna go out in the streets. I was hustling. I thought I was everything. And mama looked at me and dad, too, and they said, boy, take God with you. He said, whatever you do, boy, take God with you. And I didn't understand it at first because, you know, I wasn't into the church thing like that. My dad was the preacher. I wasn't. So I was like, yeah, okay, yeah, all right. But then as I got in trouble, when I got out in the streets and all chaos broke loose and I almost lost everything and I did lose every material thing. I almost lost my life. Getting high and drinking. Body can't take it, but I'm steadily pushing. I remembered what mama and them said when they told me to take God with you. And I wrote a song about it. And the title of the song is Take God With You. You can find this song at RevGreensMusic.com. It's one of my 7 songs on there. You can buy all 3 for $10, all 7 for $10, and you can buy each song for $3. This song is a story in itself about my life and how my family planted the seed before I went astray, and it stayed in my heart. Take God with you. I remember you're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. Man, I got some good brothers that's on the phone, man. I'm so thankful to God for the love and support. I'm going to go down the list and just bring them in and let them go ahead and bless you with their information. And man, this is a positive show, so take heed to the information. Write down what you need to and contact these individuals. Support them because they all God's children. We all are God's children. First, I'm going to bring in this brother, good brother. He's a contractor. He does all type of work for homes and businesses. And without further ado, I'll bring him and let him explain what he does and who he is and where he's from. His name is Brother Mike. Mike, God bless you. How are you, my friend? Brother Mike, God bless you. This Rev. Guess Mike stepped away. Okay. Well, at this point, we're going to bring another brother. I got Brother Whipper here on the phone. Good brother, man. Love this young man. Such a positive stand-up guy, man. I love him, man. He's such an inspiration. I'm going to play his song right after this, but I'll let him introduce himself. Brother Whipper, love you, man. God bless you, brother.
What's that? What's that? What's going on, Rem? This is Brother Whipper, a.k.a. Shout out to the Chi-Town, Eaglewood to Eaglewood. You know how we do.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, I'm just a recording artist. Go ahead, Rev. Go ahead.
No, by all means, I was just co-signing what you were saying, Inglewood to Inglewood.
Oh, okay. I mean, you know. I mean, it's just set in stone, you know. It's just the color of my birthstone, as I say in one of my songs. But, yeah, you know, I'm just a recording artist, you know, fresh from out of Inglewood, California. You know, paralyzed from the chest down, out here still doing my music. You know, I like to say, you know, I came in this struggle, you know, walking into it, you know, and now I'm rolling in it too. So, you know, I'm just empowerment. You know, my brothers out here, you know, listen to that true hip-hop. You know, take it back to the pop days where you got a story to tell. I mean, so if y'all look up for that, I mean, you can find my, all you got to do is Google me, W-H-I-P-P-A, A-K-A. Once again, that's W-H-I-P-P-A, A-K-A. I'm on all platforms, Spotify, whatever you want to call it. Like this, give me on iTunes. I mean, if you want to look at it, you Google me, you're going to find me wherever you need to find me. Because it's just a young wheelchair bandit. That's how I look at it. But go ahead, Rev. I'll pass that off to you. My 30 seconds is up.
Love you, man. God bless you, man. What a gentleman and a scholar, man. I love Brother Whipper. Man, he's a good brother, man. And God's going to bless his efforts. I want to play his song. He's got a song on here I love. And it's called A Long Way, man. And I kept it in the studio because I said, Lord, I love this song, and I think it's an inspiration to all that hear the song. So I want you all to hear this, and next I'm going to bring up this other brother from Chicago, one of my homeboys named Mike, and he's a contractor, and he'll let everyone know what he's doing as far as the business, because this man's a guru at this business. And again, his name is Mike, but this song I'm going to bring right now is from my brother Whipper, my brother from Inglewood to Inglewood. You all check it out. It's called A Long Way to Go.
Oh, we got a long way to go. Oh, and there's no going back to the life we live, the life we only know. We got a long way to go. I'm giving everything. There's nothing left.
Almost died at the age of 22. Nowadays I spend most of my time in a local booth, releasing some of the tension off my mind from the stress that them bullets cause. I might be here, but damn, I miss my dog. R.I.P. to my real ones that's asleep that used to hold me down in them streets. I'm done keeping it real with you suckers on the main line. I'm trying to make it big, dog. I'm talking going prime time. I'm giving back to my city what's possible. When you talk about me going through the obstacles, some days is long, some days is short, but as long as God wake me up, I gon' still make noise. I'm talking about trials and tribulations, so don't let this wheelchair fool you. Yeah, I got a long way to go, so I gon' keep living life and live it gracefully.
Oh, we got a long way to go.
Giving my body, I gave it my soul. I never treated like a hobby, I made it my goal. That's when the dope man, like when they put it on his soul. You know what they trying to do, we trying to get more. That's how it is in the woods. You turn one into five, turn five into 500. That's how your big homie know what's coming. But for me, I got a long way to go. When you talk about getting to the money, I say the trip like a rock star. Every time I hit the city, so my sand dudes and
in my stand. Gone and flex, gone rip that all-head shit. Gone get that off your chest. I still hear it calling me in the back of my mind. If it's not that, I hear that whistle. Yeah, that's what keep me on my grind. So I'ma stay focused and take it one day at a time.
God bless you. God bless you, man. That was my man, Whipper, man, out of Inglewood, California. That was his song, man. A beautiful song called A Long Way to Go. Man, that young man is an inspiration by himself. The devil tried to kill him, but God gave him a second chance, and he took his second chance and vowed to do good and make positive songs and share, man, with folks that you can make it regardless to your disposition. That's what we all should do. That's where all of our heads should be. No matter what the devil throws at us, man, if you're breathing today, if you're still breathing God's air, you need to let folks know, hey, man, guess what? I made it. Yeah, yeah, I'm still here. And I ain't giving up because I still have the breath of life. Man, I thank God for Lil Whipper, man. That's my little friend, man. I love that little brother, man. And he's going to be extremely successful. Y'all go purchase his song. You can find this song at a lot of avenues. You can find it on Reverb Nation. You can find it on iTunes, Spotify. Man, go check it out. It's called Whipper, a.k.a. A Long Way to Go. Love that brother, man. I'm looking down the phone line here. I'm seeing brothers call in, sisters call in. I love you all. I'm thankful for each and every one of you. I'm just trying to raise awareness that we are getting this Set the Captives Free Foundation together, and we're going to get our brothers and sisters. My brother that's willing to help in that endeavor has his own business. He's a construction worker out of Chicago. He's got his own business. He's an entrepreneur, very successful brother, and got a heart of gold. I get on him all the time, and he'd say, Red, you get on me too much. I know I do, because he's my little brother, and I love my little brother, man. But this is Brother Mike. Mike, come on, talk to him, bro.
Thank you so much, Rev, for that introduction, Rev. I just want to say God bless you, Rev, for all that you do, all that God have you to do. I so appreciate that motivation that you get, Rev. It's inspiring to me. It definitely helps. Sometimes I remember that I ain't myself and giving God his praises. But when I hear you talk, I know I'm falling short of the glory of God. So I have to thank you for all that you're doing to motivate us all and to get us on that path to recognize those blessings that we receive every day. And we most certainly receive them. Every day we wake up, Rare, we're receiving that blessing. Every day we breathe his air, we're receiving that blessing. So I just want to thank you for echoing that God's will, and that's true. And I appreciate the opportunity you allow me to talk on your radio show. I thank you so much for that. And I want you to continue on blessing us, giving us the word of God, having us to realize God is real, Rev. So I want to thank you for that. But meanwhile, I'd like to say also, Rev, whenever it's a brother that's in trouble, you always been there. Whenever it's a person in need, you always recognize that. So I thank you for that, Rev. So I like to say, yeah, Rev, you know, I've been around a long time with this construction business of mine. We always try to help the community. We don't mind bringing in young brothers, trying to give them the opportunity to, you know, learn some trades, get some skills up under their belt. So they're all welcome. You know, I'm interior, exterior restoration. Of course, Mike Holdfield Construction is my company. They could be, if they like, I could be reached at 312-532-4764. If they're interested in a job, if there's anyone that's interested in having some work done on the commercial building, private home, or even industrial, they're most certainly welcome to call. Again, 312-532-4764, interior, exterior restoration, restore, Mike Holdfield Construction. So don't forget, Rab, we need you out here. We appreciate you motivating us, and I just want you to keep on going, inspiring us to keep our head up, and remember God is the key and the answer, and without him, we're not going to survive. So I appreciate you, Rab, and I'm going to lay back and keep listening.
Bless you, man. Bless you, Mike. Thank you for those kind words, man. You know,
absolutely.
Every now and then a brother needs a little inspiration, man, on this journey, because sometimes walking this journey of life is lonely, man. You have to walk it by yourself. And that's why I wrote that song, It's All For You, Lord. And if you notice in the verse of the song, I say, if I have to sing a song and sing it on my own, Lord, I'll sing it for you. If I have to ring a bell and no one else could tell, Lord, I'd ring it for you. And if I ever tell my story, Lord, I hope only you get the glory, because it was all with you. Man, I'm thankful for my support. I'm looking at the phone lines lit up. Everybody's just coming to the positive show, because that's what it's about. It's not about Reverend Green. I'm nobody. I'm a humble servant, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to talk to each and every one of you all and share the love that God shared to my destined behind when I was toe up from the flow up, didn't have a way. God still loved me, man. Wow. I'm looking at the phone lines, and I just had another caller come in. The lines are lit up. I'm going to go to this next beautiful young lady, Sister Panther. She's a positive icon in the community. She's a beautiful lady, and she has a testimony that's out of this world. I'm going to bring her in and let her introduce herself and share what she's doing without further ado. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Sister Pat, come on in, darling.
God is good. Greetings to everyone. My name is Nyjah, a.k.a. Nyjah Lady Panther, out of Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And I'm a local recording artist that's aspiring to go mainstream. And behind my music is my struggle. And through my music, I would like to, you know, relay messages out to anyone that's actually going through it, you know, because I've really been through a little bit of this and a little bit of that. My life has been like a bowl of potpourri. I went from being molested at the age of 7 and abused, you know, my mom and everybody, they knew about it, did nothing. On top of the molestation, I was abused by my mother, my older siblings, because I was born different. You know, you have certain people that's in God that was picked up to be picked on. All of us are God's children, but God has his favor. And due to me having that anointing on my life, you know, I stood out. And it was like I was picked up to be picked on. And on top of all of that, that I grew up within the household, because mine started early, like I said, at the age of 7. You know, besides the molestation and physical, verbal, and spiritual abuse, and mental abuse within the home, I had to go through my life looking for love in all the wrong places, getting abusive relationships. And I conceived 3 children out of rape, not consecutively, but, you know, throughout life. My second child I had, I conceived through rape. My last set, I had twins. I conceived them through rape. And, you know, just really having a hard time throughout life. But throughout these hard, you know, trials that I've been through, I still manage to keep a smile. I manage to stay strong. I don't, you know, I'm not a bitter person. I don't target everybody, and I don't blame anybody. See, in life, you have to know when to, like, just push things aside and keep it focused and keep it moving, because you have that will to survive and you can endure that. And throughout all these different things that I've been through in my life and currently going through still to today, that's building me to make me stronger. Because when you're going through all this in life and you know for a fact that you're doing everything God wants you to do, is because God is creating you. He's already creating you, but he's building you to be exactly what he wants you to be. So throughout my music, I want to inspire people and to give them hope and to feel like, okay, well, I know if she did it, I could do it. So I want to be that living testimony. I want to be that example that God put in the way of people, so people look at me and say, okay, well, if she did it, I can do it. So my message to the people is I want to give them hope.
Bless your heart. Man, bless her heart, man. I love this little sister, man. God bless her, man, that Sister Panther. She's a positive person, man, because she's sharing problems and situations that she had to encounter, but God made that test a testimony. And she's sharing it with you guys in hope that it would help somebody, enlighten their path so that they could maybe miss some of the situations that occurred in her life. You know, it's something God brings you through so much. And when he brings you through, he don't bring you through so you can come out and just disappear. He brings you through so you can come out and you can tell folks, guess what, if it wasn't for God, yeah, there's no way I could have made it. And if it wasn't for what God did for me, ain't no way I would have made it through. So, Sister Panther, let them know about your music and where they can purchase it from, darling.
Well, as of now, I have music on SoundCloud. I have two pages. One is called The Bama Feline, and Feline is spelled F-E-L-I-O-N. Then I'm also known as Lady Panther. And this is, you know, just material you just go listen to so you can see what I'm working with, because as of right now, I have something special that I'm offering the world. I want to bring back timeless music, music with real meaning and concept. Music about love that makes you want to love, that kind of music that hits your soft spot. And once that come out, you know, I will make the world aware of it. But just so you all can see who I am as an artist, you can find me on SoundCloud as Lady Panther or The Bama Feline. I have music there. But I have a project that I'm waiting to blast across the world, something that will be more positive and inspirational to all people.
Oh, bless your heart. Bless your heart. You all go out, man. Support Sister Panther SoundCloud. You heard her. Man, support her. And, man, pray for her success. And everybody that's on the phone lines, I'm looking at the lines lit up. I love you all. I thank God for each and every one of you all. And I know that God's going to bless each and every one of you all to be successful. Let me tell you why. God knows this show is positive. He knows this show is lifting them up. Y'all can feel the anointing all on the phone. That's letting you know that God co-signs what I'm saying. And because of that, everybody that's a part of the solution will be able to fix the problem together. That's what it's all about. I love you, Sister Panther. I thank God for you. Stay tuned. We got about 13 more minutes to go of this positive show. Again, everyone, you're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with your main man, Rev Green, your brother from another mother, the host with the most, and the most is God. I'm not a holy moly person. I'm not the holy moly pass out on the street preacher. No, I'm the one that God saved, and I said, Lord, I owe you one. Let me go back and get some of your people out here on the streets. Give me the tools I need, and I'm going to get them, Lord, because I appreciate what you did for me. There's another person on the phone, a good friend of mine. I don't know if he's available, but his brother is Andre the Music Man. He's my homeboy right here in the city. I didn't want to close no show or continue on without at least hearing from him. He's such a positive brother. He's been such an inspiration. I call him all the time, and we talk, and it's always positive. So I want him to come on and just say a few words, if he would. Brother Andre, God bless you. You got the flow.
God bless you too, Reverend Green. This is Andre Williams, Music Man from the Chi-Town. Stand up. Much love. God bless everyone. I was wanting to let you all know You know, the Reverend is really telling us exactly how it is, being supportive. You know, I see him out here and the things that he's doing here in the Midwest, you know, trying to get people off the streets, trying to, you know, be so positive and supportive to motivate and bring people to God. I mean, it's just amazing. And it's much love from myself, my record label is A&W Ecstasy Records out of the Midwest. My album is out. It's called Permission. I'm on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play. If you Google Andre Williams Music Man, you can see I'm in the UK, Germany, East Coast, West Coast, overseas. I'm everywhere. And I do appreciate, you know, being on the line with everyone who's been on here with their testimony. And, you know, praise God for everything that everyone's doing and what they have overcome. And we will support the businesses that are coming through, you know, as far as the construction business and all the other things that are going on, you know. But my music is R&B, love songs, hip-hop. I'm number 14 in Chicago throughout the Midwest on Reverb Nation. Most requested, 26,000 followers. Facebook, Andre Williams Music Man. On Twitter, I'm under Music 007. I'm also on Tidal. I'm on Spotify. I'm on iTunes and Amazon. YouTube, Africa, Synthi, Rhapsody, Radio. I'm everywhere. So, you know, you can listen to my music. You can see me live. And I just wanted to say, please look out for people who are in wolves in sheep's clothing. You know, someone's constantly asking for money from you, constantly asking money. If they're going to do this, they're going to do that for you. Watch out for them type of people, because a lot of times they don't have your best interest at hand. So, you know, just try to stick with people or individuals or organizations that are going to do for you, because you can do bad all by yourself instead of giving your money away. So other than that, much love, Reverend Green. Much love to everyone who's on the line. Here again, I'm Andre Williams, Music Man from Chi-Town. Stand up, baby.
My man. God bless you, Andre. I love him, man. That's a good brother, man. And what he said was really sincere and real. Be careful, man, for the wolves in sheep's clothing. There's a lot of individuals that don't have their self together, and they try to tell you things to sway you to support them, and that's not what it's about. Never when I was messed up in the streets did I consider trying to get other folks to follow me, because I knew I was already tore up from the flow up. The last thing, I'm not into that misery love company thing. I stayed by myself because I knew I wasn't worthy to deal with God's people. But when God gave me a second chance in 2002, then I jumped out there and got in everybody's face because I had to tell them what God did for Green. Man, I was so grateful when God gave me my second chance. I was shocked when he gave me a fresh start, a clean slate. Drugs and alcohol, all that was gone. It was like with the twinkle of an eye, it was over with. 27 years of foolishness ended in one day when God did it. And when he did it, I was vowed to love and honor his word and what he does and what he stands for. And what God stands for is what Sister Panther told us, what Whippleton explained to us, what Mike is, God, Andre, the music man, God is love. And with God being love, man, it's all positive. And I'm thankful for that. And for those of you that still struggling, this is Reverend Green. I'm starting a foundation, Set the Captives Free Foundation. We coming to get y'all. Hold on and stand. And I want you to hold on as much as you can. And when you feel that you can't, just stand still and wait on the salvation of the Lord. I guarantee you, if you hold on, God will make a way, because we're coming one way or the other. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green, your host with the most out of the city, man. Trying to reach all of God's people and bring the awareness of the necessity for us to increase on the commandment that God gave us all. That's to love your brother as yourself. Y'all stand. No matter what, stand.
When you've done all you can, and seems like it's never enough. And what do you say when your friends turn away? You're all alone. Tell me, what do you give when you give it? There's nothing left to do. You just stand, watch the Lord see you through. Yes, after you've done all you can, you just stand. Tell me, how do you handle your time?
just damned. Oh, 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 oh.
My. God bless you. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. The show's about to end, but I just wanted to play that inspirational song and tell all of you, my brother and sisters from another mother, that God loves you and he cares about everything that happens to you. I'm praying that each one of you understand that you're important in God's eyesight. And he loves the ground you walk on. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this show. We thank you for all that called in, Father, and put their positive input. This is a positive hour, Lord. And Father, this hour is to raise awareness of the necessity to love your people on the streets. God, we got so many folks that's worse off than us. Help each and every one of us, Father, stay focused and stay motivated to make a difference in this society we live in. And we can do it together because of your love, mercy, and grace. Thank you, Lord, again. Under the sound of my voice, bless every person that's listening to this show. And let them understand, Lord, that if they do something for somebody else, it's just like blessing you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Again, you can listen to me live Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the Ride at 5 p.m. with Rev Green. I love you all. God bless you. Stay encouraged. And remember, you can't lose with the God I use. And if God be for you, who can be against you? God bless.